Geld.
Ah ja, an. Mhm. I wonder, Thomas, Tom, could you translate that into English?
I tell you that first part that she was, I couldn't hear him clearly from here, what she was talking about earlier of a woman. I couldn't understand her. She was a little bit too far on.
It's just going to be hard for me to translate.
Okay, I can try. Maybe I can go over there and try.
Could you, Tom? Omkhani, tokhani, momikshit nochik katat na, omwishto katagat no.
Huh?
Omwishto katagat na.
Tagayin zak na dam kin lawani ya. Agumka kana maksam kin momkanas kpni ya kin na. Soksat na tagayin na dam kin.
Just hold it closer
to the mouth. Is that it's fine. Oh, it's fine. Be alone. Not name na
When she was young woman at that time from Hover Bay along the beach, along the shore of Hover Bay, I guess, she says the lady from, there were some like footprints that were on the sand, and the lady there was feeling, as she was walking up, he was feeling something in front of her, and then as she felt it, she took it and opened it. Yeah, it looks like a mouse, you see, when you open it. Looks like a mouse after he opened that thing. A little ma pick set a tam command pio.
Ah,
command cannot
kung not the echo. Do it down at the Romanian cargo could share out in a Norman Knee loco. Story loco. A soco. Mahamuntam out Sreni Lunitiki Kakununitawat Amskabik.
Yeah, after she found out it was like as big as a mouse, that thing there, her used to have it as her necklace. She was rubbing it, and after she rubbed it on while it was soft, she put it on again. Then she put it in the water, and there was some like seals or something on the water. There was a whole bunch of them there.
Toys and cargo at them where I made a pedo copita egan sukun. It is nunam puya kermagalum.
Yeah, after that, after she went down in the water after that stuff that she had opened got wet. She opened it again, and then this time she opened it. It was like a sand, like a sawdust. So she threw it upwards, and then that's the way it says the land. There was land from that little piece of what she threw.
I have seen it on it, a magun, no knock, shack, and mock waxon. I don't come check on mock waxon. Do I think people on it? Mock waxon, it's taxing it. Say a clear on it. Nuna neta mana le takna tene lo kutama nuna mena nuk tene lo. Tau tam anga ayokag mene kuno takal. Itapay lang me amene matakakal ke. At toko na tama kut matakakal pis. Amego kulo ang ayokag ntan kutsna tene lo.
Yeah, after she threw that sand, like after it became land, she walked on top of it, and once in a while her foot used to sink through, and she kept going, and then pretty soon she started to recognize her. Her folks' hometown, and when she got to her folks' hometown there, the door there was no door at that time. There was some kind of a grass door-like type. The grass was starting to grow in front of the door there.
Do I let Halone et the cook and I of Kagamun, Nakling, I of Palung Kaukut with a kakluk cocker, not Hamun to sing aloud, Kakabra load. A moment panicum can kuno yaklut. Do I net pian? A neck and cleane lune. Nathan repagang among Timacone. You'll go to Maskine, I'll call the Anne Tlakpa. The Spaniard and Gutara look with the Gnutant Gilluk. You go at the Banega, putting a quane what sounded to a dry tongue hummed quane. Who needn't this night empty?
After he got to that, door type, she opened it, went in there and found his parents lying on the ground. And I guess his mother was very sad for their daughter that was lost and was talking to herself. And finally when she looked around, that lady there answered her that she was her daughter, her own daughter. Yeah, they were so happy to see their own daughter came back after being out for a long, long time. They were very happy for their daughter to return.
Mamani kotin pitaxama napaqiaqnik tikitlhi tapqhalaganka tuallum kuttumuttunaani napaqiaqmut kittitni quugut chaleqquqsaitu piyualallhu amallu atuqulukkikui muquallo muquaqluk.
Up to this day now, she says, from the time she was small till the time now is her age, anyone that comes from Hober Bay, she asks them if they always seen the tracks that were, you know, on the sand, you walk around and then you sink through once in a while. If they see any footprints down on the beach, the Hooper Bay fellas always say that they always see those tracks yet. And if there's any doubt from any of the people, they can go to Hooper Bay and go see those footprints that's below Hooper Bay down on the beach, that she herself, from the time she was small, recognized those, and up to this day, they say those footprints are still down there yet. Okay, that's all.
Thank you very much. Thank you. I was going to ask the mayor from Kotlik to speak now. Would that be all right? I'll ask the mayor from Kotlik to speak.
Yeah.
Thank you very much, ma'am. Since we have visitors from Kotlik and other villages, I thought we might give the mayor of Kotlik an opportunity to speak now, and people from the other villages. If you'd like to now, sir, that's fine. If you'd like to wait, that's fine.
Peter Mike, Mayor of Kotlik. Like Martin Moore stated, that nothing has changed since the Native Claims Settlement Act of 1971. But after we start filling out Native allotments and lots in the cities, I found out the Act was passed in 1906, and I was wondering how come we waited so many years to fill out these lots in our homes, in the cities, and fill out the Native Allotment Act. I mean, Native allotments, each individual person that has filed for allotments. After it has been passed in 1906, I keep asking to myself, how come we didn't know these things sooner? Maybe if we had known earlier, we would have picked out the best hunting grounds, and we would claim those allotments before any BLM say
you have an allotment here on a certain ground, and you have no subsurface rights, and in the allotment somewhere in one of the papers it says, or a couple or more, it says you have an allotment, and BLM say there's oil and gas, well, there's valuables under the ground. Those things should have been brought up maybe even before I was born. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Mark Mura Magum Kanshastun Manna Native Aladdin Late Native Land Claim Settlement Act Bihut Khan 1971. Ilumunna Tukkuht Ksanada Bihutugut Bisogabatlu Chinik Sanad. Dawgam Umagwani Bak Nayulakta Akamakodunat Binak Cleaning Rat 1906 Taman Eglut. Gina Nasu Maslum Twanguda. Akkatiq fahku nasaskunaskum tiki akka nunanak pishkula gehtukutta wangudas bikluki tahkuna mimiri maaginam tikun watan kalikamak tanksana da nunnatupunik tutuksipunik kalikamak kohtuskukut watan tahkun kanraluni nunam tukkutinik nunnatupunik matja bitanktukka aktokti gatsikti ang wakto bitchika tamatung bakne gula bakne ng usong ajin na tamanak kaht kapit ng ano tamani takso ng 1906 sa nasiyong masumpnik.
Tukoy ka kuya nga yung sumpnik kan katakta wong kuta ang ayokom ta tamani mik sumpnik kaya kami ilham sa pinukto yung tsukot. Naksunak tsukot. Itrapos yung tsam ko ta kilikto nga kata kung kami ngulogi. Pitik niya kami ta makulog itong metso nga kanag. May uhalo ko. Apang nasuki. Ino ko. Pitik niya ka na ako ko eh. Ilalawad. Tanigokaso tumulog. Jadi kui utak takama tamakan, tamani kuat nuat terpisahkan dengan lakta at satu makalah Yesus ilu kayu ni tu. Jadi makun ke kuat tamana, cuka nak lupa cik akan main kita. Ata malih sesuara, nutgia kami kesini nutk kicuk tu ku. Una daya tobe ko ma ho ma khibon a na su nut yit ka kapit khibo haye dran una ni sikum kha mali ko ta khama e nut khsta ka sna ton ni khchu na ko ta khak igan ka mali sta ko lo ke haye ra khan khotin wale qayam ka ka dut cha ka me qaya Ima kanita ka lo tamay sukulo ta. Kama to tim ko ta ere nakpit ta, ame ere nakatambit. Pakhtire lo ki, ukun nasa di pakhtire lo. Kairam chik kakari sa katsilag na sukunaso kayam, manna. Ima nga kan makfkak sugo. Kaya kawatum ni yatum mo ni awani, kiuswa, hui. Hayanit swa ma ilama tamago. Ano kapsuga kan, ima kanit tayo rin, tango ka rin sa tuttakam ta, kuya nakta, alaktak sa tutsum na. Tawatak sa nak, kwat nup nakakpak. Piso ko na uktukot. Nunabot. Nakang naklo ta, inilo kay kumagit. O kweso ta nakamaklo kay. Tawamstak ngam ta. Nunamun takangam tatams maramun ayaw suta kanawam mong kuta kim tawi talas hukut at tayot may tamman wita tatas kwa nga yus ko Makunu mane, we yang la ni la skong apsar, yang la skong ayo skong. Tamani la kluki, imu mukatn. Kalau ya kau kata kau bilah tu tuh apa? Kita aki, mai sekarang tu kata mai pasti kau dahwa. Angin ni nak tidak lagi. Asam kita kau lema abstrak nak ilahi kita tak pergi lagi. Tang bodas pan kata aku. Tamani kau ilam tu nayok kini us komuniti tengah suang atam. Ilan kamar kita kau kena kau nak suang aku ingat nak sudah kengama. Tasu mai, tamakut, unani pisok pakai kedua, kanani, kita tahu ketitnya, kayak kucing aku berlalu nuk, kuatin kau ni kak, ini kau emak pula, kayak cik talal dari cik utar nih mesti, aku di sini segera semuanya, mangsegina kita kayak kasna pakai kalau mesti tua, muk. Tai kini pula ya raksa. Kasihkan nak taksa. Tadi mungkin leha keluar kapal nak tak. Unas uci oksa. Mangsa nak tuk, wisu. Anak anak kasih nana kiri. Uka tun baca ba. Atta bayokul Udah ustakan cikgu, pada kau matut nak tu, nang kau matut tengak sakaya kau, anak tu pisci kau, anak cikgu tu kalsen, peyak kau kacik sana tut cama, apa kau tut taka, tut cama peyak, kia kia pikit mangs pagi, kia mipikit seperti mangs pagi, kau supaya kita ke, mana? Ila mungut kiskut, hangu kap dah kan mcea kon ayo kocih minum nak kena kau, pergi mana tu? Imana, ios kion redal paksiku, ilokka. Atam kini aku, makut bani terima, tanu kau kau pingatat, im kut kaya kita akan kesik. Angin kagak kulit ni nak makan kulit kagak kutlangan ka, kayat. Hak makan kulit, kesudung tamak. Mister tak kerisnya.
Now his name is Philip Foxy and he's an elderly and he's going to tell you how he was raised up from the time he remember since his boyhood days. When he was growing up, when he was a child anyway, he used to go hunting with bow and arrow. And he would be hunting with bow and arrow all day long. And during the time he's practicing with bow and arrow, he used to eat salmon berries and other berries from the tundra. And after he's been eating those sweet berries from the tundra, he used to go home and eat stink foods, and that never used to bother his stomach. And while he was growing up, his dad had a gun, and his dad taught him how to use that gun. and he told him that when he grows a little older, he'd be able to use the gun for hunting. So as he turned into a manhood, he started hunting with elderly people out in the sea, and when he used the gun and suit, he never missed the shot at the animal. So in those years, I forgot one thing, when he was growing up, when he was a young boy, during summer months, they never used to wear boots. They would be hunting with bow and arrow all day long with no boots, and sometimes their feet would be bleeding. So towards the evening when they go home, their parents used to put oil on their feet to help they're freed from being too sore. So when he became a little older, his dad had a rifle, so he was trained how to use that rifle. And when he started hunting and used a rifle, he used to shoot and never miss his target, seal or any other animal. So when they go out seal hunting, that was in Stebbins area. They used to bring home meat and dry them up, put them on racks, and store this blubber away. And one time when he was hunting with some relative out in the ocean, the weather got windy and the sea got rough, and they were maybe 100 feet away from the shore ice or from the shore. It was so rough, he couldn't make any headway. He was so scared, he started, at least he was half crying, being afraid. He could hear his voice, you know, when he was half crying, and he could hear the other person in front half crying because of the trip that was so dangerous from rough weather. And when they were out in the sea, they used to go to the floating ice, and in between the two floating ice, there used to be those small cakes of ice. And he used to run across those floating ice to other side of the other floating ice. And earlier he mentioned that when he was growing up, they used to camp out someplace in the canal with his father and mother. And they used to be all alone. And when they were camping, he never used to have no friends to play with. So when when he used to go out and play all by himself, he used to have those, what we call a mouse, as a companion. He used to watch them go up and down logs or maybe trees, and when he used to play out all alone and have those mouse for his companion, when the mouse make their noise, seems to him the mouse was saying to him, okay, that's how he understood those mouse when they make their noise. I hope I didn't forget what you were saying. That's all he has to say.
Thank you. Thank you very much. I wonder, should we ask the people from Hamilton if they would like to speak, or what do you think?
On this land.
Okay.
Catholic. You want to hear something about that?
Hamilton?
Catholic. Has to see
Thank you. My name is Michael Hunt. I'm from Kotlik, Alaska. I'm representing Kotlik Yupik Corporation. I am, before I came here, we had a meeting last night and they've asked me to represent them. I wasn't aware of what I was about to say, but while I'm here in this room, I looked up on the wall there, the effects of Alaska Native Land Claim Settlement Act. My people back home that I feel have no effects at all from Native Land Claim Settlement Act. In summertime, they go out to their fish camps, they put up fish for the winter time, make dry fish, and they put them away in the barrels, they do their subsistence way of life, and then they go out and pick salmon berries, prepare for the winter as their subsistence. And in winter time, they put the chiefish nets out and put out blackfish traps. It don't have any effects at all from Native Land Claim Settlement Act. And when Native Claim Settlement Act came upon, the people at home heard that there's going to be lots of money brought to the village. We hear of millions and hundreds and thousands of dollars. To this date, we have my people back home never seen not even a cent in their hand. Manamani, maaf nemu ni tangama ingnayan yal ngat kikut kani tanghan kawat noni effects of Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act. Kingunan kawatan matuman yacht acto manaita chaman ikayu manaituk lukiwani watam yacht klimniwani kanakto saita kangwakto nimotun kiagumi naksuwe mukhnu nayagulutungotan naknaka uksumi nakkamuknaka chali lakhtut. Tawasyo atsat pinagat atsan ka tamakun ka unatalot ng uksumay nakakabok na ka. Chalisyo uksu takat ng watan kufzigalot ng chisut na ka chifsilot ng nakakabok na gatam watan akuskunang siyo amakabok na ka tamakun ka pili atam siyo Talo zigilutung wako nagka imanga nagkakabok nagka chalilutung matumun mani ikayot kufkuna na Alaska Native Claim Settlement Act amun. Doa shagumun na concerns of village people. Man naman yakchakalik wata makuta kinoklikput. Akhtu macik hakuwagumon 1991 nam tunginun. Tamakut tamani kan nakuluki pinaksaksuki watawa. Watin slaita atokcik hatki. Our concern from our people back home and village concerns are that our younger generations, they're the ones that are going to be affected by from 1991 on. And there's a lot of questions of how our corporations and our lands are going to be taken care of from 1991 on. We are concerned about 1991, how we, the villages, the native villages, are going to be affected by that if our stocks are open for sale. Also, our lands be open for taxation. What are we going to do? There's many questions of how our regional corporation will be able to help us on that if we cannot pay our taxes on our lands. Matumani Akunawani Makungi Knep Nugum Yacht Kluta Akirum Aktumachik Haki Magutmani Yungakoras Kaitawani Matumani 1991 Tamak Negret Awatmun Watnani 1991 nami manamani Catholic Watnani Seraput Corporation Seraput to Naksumaluki Sidratu Nayok Sikhan Watnok Mani Lafkani Yasigit Magutmani Kichaluki Watn Self Amun Siluki Ayoksuki Dasu Laf komni takam chachan kipu sel tak dot na yok ayok ayok sikse kumanna manas astaka put chalisho nuna wat man not nun tax geluki bizart kagu 1991 namun kingwakun tamana tamani musak tamakun tamani apsit tamani amsutta Umzak sa kutaman na ikayot tunak sa tawat sa lay na rizak. Kaya na. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. Thank you. Yes, Mr. Mayor.
Again, my name is Peter Mike. I forgot to mention one thing. When we were invited to this meeting a few days ago, I started thinking and thought to myself, will it benefit to take students from the high school from Catholic? So I talked to the council member and asked them if it would be a good idea to take at least one or two students to come and listen at this meeting, since they'll be taking over the work we have done in near future before 1991 or later. I want all the young people to be aware of what's going on concerning native land claims, because it's their future. They got to know, and we should start urging them to attend this kind of important meeting concerning Alaska Native Settlement Act, because after this meeting, when we go back home and start reporting about these meetings, to my knowledge, we have never seen young people attend the meetings. From now on, I will start asking the teachers for this kind of meeting if we could take any students from the city of Catholic, because it will benefit the their corporation, and they will also learn what's going on, because most of our young people don't know what land claims is all about. In fact, the act is too complicated to understand. We have two right now from Kotlik High. Their names are Philip Hunter and Sally Rachel Abbas. Those two, I had asked the principal to send at least one or two for this meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and we're glad those two students are here. And if they wish to speak, we'd be glad to hear from them. Well, at any rate, they should understand that that invitation will remain open throughout the evening. Who are we going to hear from next?
Either Hamilton.
People from Hamilton?
Either Billmore Sloof. Billmore Sloof.
Billmore Sloof? Yes, sir.
Billmore Sloof.
Yeah, my name is Joseph Papanduk, and I'm from Kotlik, and I'm representative of Billmore Slough. And we didn't have no meeting when I was down in Kotlik last night. They asked me last night for the meeting. And I told them I just came from Mount Ridge from Eskimo Dance, so they didn't say anything. But I'm Billmore Slough Corporation, Billmore Slough Corporation. So tonight, I'm going to talk a little bit about my old life, what these old-timers say there. At my beginning of my life, we're not living in a, didn't have no money in those days. My parents didn't have no income. They're just living from the land. And so we're poor in those days, and we didn't have much to eat in those days too. As I say, we're living from the land, and my mother, she used to take me out to the in the fall time to find something to eat, just like a mouse food and all that from the land. And when she came home, she cooked for us, mixed them with fish, eggs, and that's the life we have. Tauna you put on you make the chocolate, tau ukugona kataka, what we know when they cost a kanska pitchilga, and oak sangsukun cut away, knocks to the yulu that tamani, what jerif kunata jamuk, what tamagut money you. Jering ngamang kinuksibot magutmani nagasimut ng nagsngam tkita nagajun nagajukpok na ting o minaklak eh to amas mo kanag nga ito ka tamatum ka akasagam tagugam chale man na settlement na kamag una akin nagtuyok sa kait ko tukok tukan na tasa uta yuzik mo sa mana jimik pukan na ni gudlak ko gudlak so we've been receiving some settlement act and we're pretty much same we don't get rich from that settlement act we still live the way we've been living as before we've been getting wood and for subsistence fish and all that little money what they come it don't go nowhere but this subsistence we want to keep it and I don't think it's gonna get lost and I believe it's gonna people will be having subsistence and like they've been saying, like eating fish, hunting fish in summertime, for the winter, and in the winter time they catch whitefish and underneath from the ice, and subsistence hunting ptarmigan, jackrabbits, all that animals. So unknown can catch that. Okay, man, that ties the market settlement. That come to Amasanito Kitok. The woman, the man, the Nunganaks put man the money. The Makangai to Mark and Nuna, Makanakawas put the Anakhtaksim Tatak Tatchatin. Amasum Kanakaita, the Outen Pitalo Kanakatak Takoyana. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Take Hamilton the next.
Hamilton.
Yeah, talk a little bit.